Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Susan Martinovich. She's the director of the Nevada Department of Transportation, and we're going to talk about freeway gridlock. And in today's pundit panel, we have Martha Gould, Mike Bosma, and Janie Johnson. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background check, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
How will new energy technology make our lives better? Geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is Susan Martinovich. She's the director of the Nevada Department of Transportation. Now, Ms. Martinovich, as you know, a new cell phone law has come into Nevada where it bars drivers from texting or talking on a handheld device while they're in their automobile, and of course now people are getting just warned for it, stopped and warned by police, but in December they will be fined. Yet according to Ed Vogel at the Las Vegas Review Journal, something surprising has come up where people have been pulling off to the side of the road to make or take cell phone calls, and it's causing a traffic hazard. What do you think about this new cell phone law?
Well, in regards to the cell phone law in general, I think it's a good law.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the right thing to do. Is that Nevada, with all of our safety partners, have developed a statewide strategic safety plan. And the reason for that is that every fatality is an impact to families. It's an impact to society, and our efforts are trying to bring those numbers down to zero. And so one of the biggest offenders of fatalities is distracted driving. And then there's other items. If you're distracted, then you may run off the road, and so we're trying to address that with our other safety initiatives. But really, it's distracted driving. And when people are on the cell phone, whether talking or dialing or texting, your eyes are off the road. You
right.
are looking at that phone and not driving. And when your average speed of the car, of wherever you are, is 35 40, 55 miles an hour. That's a lot of distance that you've traveled that you haven't looked at the road. And so I think if it helps bring more attention to people driving this big multi-ton vehicle, I think it's the right thing to do.
Okay, now this law was pushed by Senator Shirley Breeden through the state legislature, but you just mentioned distracted driving. Why couldn't police just pull you over for distracted driving if you were talking on your cell phone? Why did Nevada need another law to get this through?
That is what we have seen as the biggest offender. There's been arguments made about, eating, drinking, but those are almost single actions. And I'm not into human behavior, but when you're on the text, you're looking down T-E-X, or when you're dialing a number, it's multiple times. And so it's just that what we have seen from statistics from the NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Association, and others, is that is a lot of the biggest offenders. And so it's almost where you need to start somewhere, and then maybe people will understand, pay attention to the roadways.
Okay, if I can change the subject to freeway gridlock, and for me, a Rube from Northern Nevada, it's kind of tough getting around on the Las Vegas freeways, but it seems like two current construction projects on I-15 in Las Vegas have really got some motorists griping. You have two construction projects on the main freeway in Las Vegas, and when people try to get off the freeway and take an alternative route, you got more construction on the alternative routes. What are people supposed to do in Las Vegas with all this construction going on at the same time?
Well, first of all, Ray, we appreciate the patience that people have during our construction and going through the construction zones. The other flip side of those is construction zones are a sign of economic development. People are working. Suppliers are providing providing the necessary equipment. And when we're done, there's a product that people see where their investment and their money is going that benefits not only immediately, but thousands of people for a lot of years. And that's the beauty of investing in transportation. And so those projects that we have on I-15, they're going to create more capacity. They're going to create a safer situation. The project that's paving I-15 from Tropicana up to the Spaghetti Bowl, that is a twofold. The pavement was rough. It was really rough. And when you're driving over that affects your car, that affects cost, that affects safety, because you're driving there, also the lining and striping, because a lot of work had been done and it was off. And so that project will create brand new striping, will create a smooth surface. The other project is creating more capacity, our design build project. So we just ask for patience. We're trying to minimize the impact, but at the end of the day, there'll be something that people will enjoy and be able to use.
Okay, how much longer are these projects scheduled to go? Are they
the paving project that's through the corridor should be done end of this month, October. We're working to ways to accelerate it. Weather affects that a little bit, but end of this month. And then the big design build project has been a multi-year project, but we went design build so that we could get it done quicker, and it should be done in about another year and a half.
Okay, let's take a break right now. We'll be right back. I wanted to talk to you about the I-580 project in Northern Nevada, which has many people in Southern Nevada a little ticked off about highway money going to the north and not going to the south. We'll be right back after this with more with the Nevada Department of Transportation Director Susan Martinovich.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play for monster cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino, your places to play and win.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Susan Martinovich. She's the director of the Nevada Department of Transportation. Now, Ms. Martinovich, let's turn our attention to Northern Nevada and the I-580 project. This project includes 9 bridges on an 8.5-mile stretch of freeway from Reno to Carson City. Project started back in 2002. It's not done yet. It's cost $400 million to build, and many people in Southern Nevada see this as the best example of a government boondoggle. The road could have been built a lot cheaper if you went through the valley, people say. And what do you say about this? The cost could have been cut by a fourth on it.
Well, anytime we have a project, and this project uses federal funds, you have to go through an environmental document. And that environmental document looks at alternatives. That document was completed in 1983. And it extended from Interstate 80 all the way down to through the valley that connected with the current freeway through there. That looked at alignments, one of which was in the existing corridor, the 395 corridor. Some were to the east, some were to the west. The preferred alternative and the preferred alignment was the one that was selected, and through the years has been under construction. That segment didn't start in 2002. The current contract was started in 2006 and was awarded then, with work starting in 2007. But as far as the alignment, that was something that was chosen back in 83, this is the preferred, and so as we've been receiving funding, we've been progressively moving forward with different projects, and it will be completed and match up with the part through Washoe Valley when it opens next year in 2012.
Okay, of course, this wasn't done all under your watch. My research goes back to 1954 when this freeway was discussed, but still, some people in Southern Nevada view this as a point of reference when saying that Northern Nevada gets more than their fair share of highway money. What do you say? How do you split it up statewide?
I think we do a good job of splitting it statewide. Southern Nevada has the capacity needs, and almost 70% of our funding goes to Southern Nevada in capacity type of projects. Those are widening projects. Northern Nevada, and particularly this project on the I-580, the 395 corridor is an important corridor. It's our north-south route up from California, up through the Nevada, up further into California, Washington, and Oregon. And so it is an important route. And then it hooks up with Interstate 80 that takes goods and materials and our visitors across the country. So there is a balance. We understand the needs of Southern Nevada, and quite a bit of money has been put to Southern Nevada. All the work on I-15. I don't think I could do any more work on I-15 right now.
Well, people will be glad to hear
and,
that.
I mean, we have it, and then we're planning on 95, I-515. We're looking at corridor studies. So every road in and out of Las Vegas is under construction, pretty much. And so but it's a state, and we have to balance the needs of the state and make sure that all of our users across I-80, so that's north, that doesn't touch Clark County, but I-80 is a major corridor that we have to make sure can facilitate our population and the goods movements, or we'll be in gridlock with that. So it is a balance that we have to look at, and I understand and appreciate Southern Nevada needs. I have a great relationship with Jacob Snow of the RTC of Southern Nevada, and work very closely closely with Lee Gibson of RTC of Northern Nevada. We have Meadowood underway. We just finished or in the process of finishing the northbound I-580 widening from Moana to the Spaghetti Bowl. We're working on Interstate 80 because of the pavement with our design-build project. We're looking at north of 395. We're looking at Pyramid. We're looking at extending Carson Freeway because that has a need to move around through that corridor. So we are doing and working to balance. We have a lot of work in Southern Nevada, the Boulder City area, US 95. So it just is we're getting projects ready to go so that when we have money, we put it out the door and put it on the roads where we're benefiting the public and putting people to work.
Okay, now you mentioned the Carson City Freeway. Now it goes, it's great, it goes halfway through town, but then it suddenly stops, and to get down to Douglas County, man, that's a real chore. When will that freeway be finally finished?
It's money. The design is ready, but it really comes to money. And again, as you said, I want to balance the north and south issue, and so we've got a project ready in Carson, but I don't want to use up all of our money up in Northern Nevada and balancing with Southern Nevada. So, but it really is funding and priorities.
Okay, I want to turn back to the I-15 in Las Vegas construction. Now, on part of that, what you're using is rubberized asphalt.
Yes.
And the way it's been described to me, it's like ground up old tires. It's almost like the artificial turf on football fields that are used, ground up old track shoes. Can you maybe talk about that a bit?
It is. It's ground up tires, and it's I don't know the mechanics, but it's mixed with the oil and the science has become more and more so it's feasible and workable. Earlier, it used to, from our understanding in other states, it would crack, or even the heat generated it may smoke. But we're pretty pleased with it and intend to use it a lot more. We've already used it on 515 out through the Henderson area because we found that it helps with noise. Arizona did some studies, so we thought let's look at it in our areas, and it really helps with noise. It also helps with drainage, and so it's a great product. And anytime you can utilize and recycle materials such as the tires and help get them out of the landfills or the areas, we think it's a positive to do. It doesn't work in every situation in every location because there are parameters with temperature and placement but we're going to look into opportunities when we can use it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming
in
today. We'll be right back after these few words with our All-Star Pundit panel.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
See a ship a-coming. Army matey. Alas, set sail.
At Moore, we're slashing the competition to pieces. Columbus set sail on the blue, but you'll be seeing red with price cuts to the bone. Look not beyond the horizon, but only at Moore. Set sail for more this holiday. Gold savings throughout our massive store. Plus, get 2016 financing. See what everyone is talking about. Grab the savings, grab the style at Moore today.
Best not to wait, or it'll be too late.
It's happening now at Moore Furniture for Less.
Are you into exotic animals? How about colorful saltwater fish and reptiles? At Sierra Aquatics, we have what you need and so much more. Sierra Aquatics has more reptiles and fish in stock than anyone in Northern Nevada. Plus, they have all the supplies that you need to keep your furry and not-so-furry friends happy. If water gardens and ponds are your thing, Sierra Aquatics has a huge selection of supplies and starter kits to get your watery landscape going today. So stop by and see our newly expanded facility at Sierra Aquatics in the Costco Shopping Center on Plum Lane in Reno.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us, people care is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. For our pundit panel, first I want to introduce Mike Bosma, the president of the Bosma Group, and he was recently featured in a Captains of Industry piece in the Reno Gazette Journal. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
Then we
that.
Have Martha Gould, community activist and nonpartisan voter. And last but not least, Janie Johnson, author of Don't Take My Lemonade Stand.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
Sure. Thank you for being here. Now, of course, last night the Nevada Republicans decided to hold their first in the West presidential caucus on January 14th. Of course, they had to do this because Florida jumped the gun and went to January 31st, you know, therefore blocking out the four early primary states. Now, New Hampshire primary is likely for January 3rd, and that puts Iowa's caucus probably in December. So, Mike, let me start with you. What does this do to Christmas?
I think it puts the right damper on Christmas, right?
The Scrooge.
Yeah, the reality is I think really most of this jockeying is really trying to get advertising dollars into those states. I think this is more of an economic issue, not so much a political. You know, obviously there's a political connotations to it, but really I think the parties are really trying to jockey for dollars into those states, trying to get the economy going.
Okay, now, Martha, you were talking earlier today about President Obama just had a press conference, national TV, talking about the jobs bill. Mm-hmm. What did you take away from that?
Well, actually, I think he's going in the right direction. I mean, the bill is huge. I haven't read it. But what he's trying to do, and of course, I'm old enough that I remember what went on during the Depression. So I can tell you the idea of using federal dollars, and this, by the way, Bill, the way it is set up is going to pay for itself. We won't go into that part. But it'll put people back to work. It'll put construction people back to work. We have rebuilt other countries, and we have let our infrastructure fall apart. And if we don't have strong transportation corridors, we don't have good roads, we don't have bridges that won't fall down, tunnels that won't collapse, we have to rebuild our own infrastructure, and we also have to look at rebuilding our electrical grid, because that is at a point of beyond capacity because of all the technology. So why don't we put people back to work in our country? And that's what this jobs bill is about.
Well, Janie?
Well, I agree with Martha. We need to put people back to work, but the government actually doesn't put people back to work. The private sector puts people back to work. And I'm sorry I missed Obama's speech today, but if it's anything like his last please pass my jobs bill, it sounded like a late night infomercial. Buy now, save now, and you get three super dicers.
Martha,
no.
But the issue is they probably haven't read it either, so don't worry. Yeah. You haven't read it. Nobody has. The reality is I don't think jobs are the issue, Ray. I think entrepreneurship is the issue. Get people, you know, working for themselves.
And that's exactly what the president was talking about. Setting up situations so that small businesses get tax breaks, small businesses get regulations. I mean, I'm not opposed to regulations. What I'm opposed to is the enormous amount of red tape that the federal government imposes.
That's exactly why we need to get a constitutional conservative candidate in the office to rebuild Obamacare, take the regulations from strangling our business people. And in all due respect, Martha, I agree the fact that we need jobs, but the flaw in your thinking is that when you take money out of the private sector and you filter it through government, the government doesn't actually create jobs. It doesn't spend money. It just takes the money out of productive hands and gives it to the non-productive, non-job creators.
All that bridges
well,
to nowhere,
actually,
right?
I'm not sure that that's what this bill is about. Mm-hmm. And as I said, I was just listening to the president. But the bottom line is that we have to look at how we handle regulations. There is an enormous amount of red tape that screws up everything. And my son is a small businessman. You should listen to what he has to say.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not one of these crazy people who wants to spend.
Oh, I believe we need the EPA, and I believe the original purpose of the EPA to reduce pollution. I don't know anyone that's not against pollution. But to strangle us with OSHA and the red tape that you have to jump through and to hire people just to take care of the paperwork is crippling.
There's much too much paperwork, and I agree with you there. But the bottom line is
innovation.
If the government doesn't do something to get this economy going and to get people back to work, I don't see the private sector sure as hell Well, they haven't stepped up to the plate yet.
Well, you know, Martha, the best thing the government can do to get business going is to just get out of the way. Yeah. Now, I want to ask you, Mike,
get back to our first principles.
About the Nevada caucus. Nevada's economy is one of the worst in the nation, perhaps the worst in the nation. Can Obama, President Obama, win Nevada again in 2012? And if not, what Republican can beat him?
You know, I think anybody that comes up with the real plan, and it doesn't matter what side of the aisle they vote from, they really have to come up with a way to get the economy back going. And it's not just rhetoric. And I think that's where people are tired of the rhetoric. The Republican candidate, you know, really, so far Mitt Romney, I think, has had the strongest bullet points on how to get things going, but I think there's some fundamental flaws in his bullet points as well. So I think the ultimate Republican candidate hasn't been vetted yet because nobody's come up with the answer yet.
Well, I just hope we don't
have
another Bob
Dole. Remember
that
the president can't do everything by herself or himself.
And we need to free the people.
It's still Congress, and it still means we need educated voters who put people in Congress who will think beyond ideology or political rhetoric.
Okay, we got to stop it right there. That's all the time we have for the pundit panel today. We'll be right back at the close right after these few messages.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $18.95.
We deliver 30 wings.
Piping hot all over town.
When you've been hurt at work, no one's there in your corner to fight for you. Your employer wants you back to work right away, and the insurance companies don't want to pay you any benefits. Who can you turn to? Me. I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson. I'll have your back and watch out for you. I have an attitude to fight for your rights. So if you've been injured, call me. I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson, in your corner, ready to fight for you.
Agent P, it has been reported that the cast of Phineas and Ferb are putting on a live show. Can you confirm?
Everyone's favorite TV show is hitting the stage in Disney's Phineas and Ferb, the best live tour ever.
Let's put on the most awesome stage show and make it totally live.
Does that mean I'm the star?
All of my dreams will come true.
Catch it right in your hometown.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are putting on a live stage show.
Tickets start at $15, playing one day only on October 9th at the Lawler Event Center. Get your tickets today at ticketswest.com.
Now pay attention. They offer low rates on cash advances, low rates on title loans, low rates on check cashing, free money orders, and they pay three times more for your gold and silver than cashforgold.com. There's only one place that can do all that.
Check City. Faster, easier, and less expensive than you thought.
And they're open late.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $18.95.
We deliver 30 wings.
Piping hot all over town.
Thanks for watching. On next week's Nevada Newsmakers, we'll have Kathleen Drakulich. She's a partner with Donald Toronto Wilson, Bob Davidson of the Davidson Academy, and Tony Santos of Santos Gaming of Las Vegas. So don't miss those.